Good day, I'm Anthony Morgan with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 4. Coming up, town hall meeting to be held on Government Oval Project. Education Ministry releases results for PEPMOC exams and Jamaica to increase participation in Caribbean Financial Action Task Force. The news in detail after the break.
The JIS Heritage Poster Competition is here again, and the prizes this year are bigger than ever. Are you in high school? Then this competition is for you. Submit an 11 by 17 inch graphic poster using images from the Jamaica Information Service website, or an illustrated poster in keeping with the theme Jamaica's Music, the Stage for Growth and Development. Entries open September 3, deadline October 28. For more information, visit jis.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated that the development of the Government Oval Project will be inclusive. The Prime Minister says a town hall meeting will be held on October 25 at Hero Circle, where all community members and stakeholders will be invited to provide input.
We will answer their questions and address their concerns. In keeping with this commitment, a contract has been prepared for the retention of the Social Development Commission, the agency mandated to lead interventions and sensitization of communities regarding government programs, to lead this aspect of the project going forward.
Mr. Holness was responding to questions in Parliament on Tuesday. He says the master plan for the project does not propose the demolition of all buildings around the National Heroes Park, including the existing Ministries of Finance, Education and Labour, and most of Alman Town. Instead, he says the mandate is to redevelop and upgrade public infrastructure, housing stock, commercial and recreational space, which will include some demolition and new construction. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be taking steps to strengthen the critical thinking and analysis skills of primary school students in light of the results of the Primary Exit Profile PEP Performance Task Mock Exams. Portfolio Minister Ruel Reid on Wednesday outlined that based on the results, 83% of the students met or nearly met the standards for English language, 48% met or nearly met the standards for mathematics, 52% met or nearly met the standards for social studies, and 22% met or nearly met the standards for science. Senator Reid says additional resources such as specialist teachers, among other things, will be utilized to improve the results for science.
The mock, therefore, showed that greater support would have to be provided for teachers in the areas of drawing conclusion and taking informed action, as well as gathering and evaluating sources, which are two of the areas assessed in the mock exam. So we are very pleased that the item performed the way it did, and it signaled to the system what we must do to improve and go forward.
Minister Reid was speaking at the Education Ministry's quarterly press briefing. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says it will continue to host Primary Exit Profile PEP camps for students, teachers and parents, as well as teacher sensitization sessions across the island. This as part of preparatory activities for the rollout of PEP. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid notes that the ministry has distributed a suite of materials to schools across the island to ensure adequate resources are available in the system.
We have also distributed registration manuals and sample test booklets. The final set of key resources will be the official practice booklets and answers for both teachers and students, for which distribution will commence this week.
Minister Reid was speaking Wednesday at the Education Ministry's quarterly press briefing. He says the PEP website should be fully operational by this Friday, adding that a PEP mobile application will be available in another 2 weeks. And Jamaica will be taking steps to increase its voice in the Caribbean on matters relating to the financial sector. This includes participation in the upcoming Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, CFATF. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams, who will lead Jamaica's participation on the task force, says Jamaica sought and obtained a seat on the CFATF's Influential Steering Committee. This to increase its participation in the work of the body and consequently the wider Financial Action Task Force, FATF Global Network.
I will seek to advance certain issues that are of benefit to Jamaica, including de-risking issues, regulatory regimes for emerging technologies, and financial inclusion.
The CFATF comprises representatives of 25 states of the Caribbean Basin, Central and South America, that have agreed to implement common countermeasures to address money laundering. That was JIS News. I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.